1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, temperature at 31 degrees.
Well, plenty warmer than what we were expecting for a high today, but it will stay mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two at times.
And weather, our top story, sort of. Wisconsin's first spring flood warnings have been issued in the southeast corner of the state, while in the opposite corner, another big snowstorm could be in the offing. National Weather Service says 6 to 14 inches of snow possible close to Lake Superior in Iron, Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. Meanwhile, most of the snow has gone along the Fox River in Kenosha County, except for the floodwaters left behind. The Fox at New Munster, 1 1/3 feet above its flood stage at 11 o'clock last night, so it's already beginning. Rest of Wisconsin supposed to get mixed precipitation today and tomorrow.
Sheboygan's 14th Street Bridge is scheduled to be remodeled next summer. The Wisconsin DOT announced this morning they'll be holding a public involvement meeting on March 27th to provide preliminary designs for the project. Project manager Kyle Tremel said the work will focus most on widening the road surface.
There's still going to be, you know, the four lanes out there, but it's going to be, you're going to have a wider outside lane for bike accommodations. There will also be lighting on the structure, which will be new.
Tremel said the project will require the bridge to be closed to traffic, and that means motorists will need to take alternative routes around it. The meeting next week Thursday will be at the Kiwanis Fieldhouse and start at 4:30 p.m.
Sheboygan Fire Department helped rescue a woman and a dog from a structure fire on North 12th Street. Saturday night, department responded to the call in the 1500 block shortly before 10, noticed a woman in a second-story window. Department officials said that's when a rescue operation took place with the use of a ground ladder.
It definitely gets your adrenaline going, but like I said, the guys did a great job staying calm. They did what they had to do. They got the occupant down, and that's why we're here.
The woman did suffer a minor burn to a hand. Battalion Chief Tim Kolbeck said the fire damaged the building's rear exterior and porch, along with the second floor, attic, and roof. No estimated damage, cost, or cause known as that investigation continues.
The U.S. slapping a new round of sanctions on Russia. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher has the latest, this coming in response to the vote in Crimea.
Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin is weighing in on the sanctions Washington and Europe have slapped on Moscow in response to Crimea. Rogozin, who's one of the 21 being sanctioned, lashed out at the U.S., saying, "Comrade Obama, what will you do with those who have no accounts or property abroad? Or did you not think about that?" Crimea's first deputy prime minister also says the U.S. sanctions will not stop the region here from seceding from Ukraine. In Sevastopol, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
There's no report of any serious damage from this morning's California earthquake. U.S. Geological Survey says the 4.4 magnitude shaker hit the Los Angeles area this morning. It was centered in the Westwood area. People felt a jolt, though, as far away as Palmdale and Camarillo.
The state assembly expected to take its final vote tomorrow on the property and income tax cuts. The tax cut package has already been approved by both houses, but the assembly will be voting on a couple of changes that were made in the Senate. Meanwhile, Governor Scott Walker has signed into law today a proposal to use about 3% of the surplus for worker training programs.
Wisconsin's elected coroners would have to get training and continuing education on death investigations under a bill being proposed by a Green Bay Republican. Zach Hagenbusher has more on that story.
Wisconsin is one of the few states that does not yet require specific training for the people that conduct death investigations. State Representative Chad Weininger believes that lack of training endangers police investigations and could literally allow someone to get away with murder. There are some suspicious death cases that may have been caused by someone, but no charges were made because potential evidence was either mishandled or destroyed during the handling of the body. Right now, anyone can be elected coroner regardless of their background. Weininger has drafted legislation that would require the people doing death investigations to be qualified and licensed. Zach Hagenbusher, WHBL News.
Ironically, the Sheboygan County Board is expected to approve an ordinance tomorrow night which would abolish the position of elected coroner and establish that of medical examiner when Coroner Dave Lafine steps down at the end of his term in December.
A town of Sherman teenager is in trouble after allegedly knocking down traffic signs with his truck. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department reports the 17-year-old suspect allegedly knocked down at least 10 stop signs and stop ahead signs. Sergeant Brad George said deputies had been investigating the incident and arrested the suspect early yesterday morning.
Home sales and prices in Sheboygan County dropped during the month of February. Wisconsin Realtors Association says there were 13 13 fewer sales last month when compared to the same month last year. Also, the median price for a home dropped 5.8%, or nearly $7,000.
Well, the snowmobile season continues to hang on throughout the northern half of Wisconsin. TravelWisconsin.com says seven counties as far south as Wausau continue to have trails in excellent condition. A dozen other counties in the north say their snowmobile trails are in good shape. A few are fair.
Don't count on the harsh winter translating into a relatively bug-free summer for Wisconsin. UW entomologist Russ Grove says the heavy snow likely kept the frost line in many areas from going too deep into the soil, which would have protected insects that spent the winter deep underground.
We've had snow as early December. We've had snow for quite a long time this year. I think you could find areas where the frost is unfortunately, or whatever you want to say, fortunately, it's just not that deep in many, many places.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Mostly cloudy, maybe a few flurries at times, high near 27. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a little windier, but highs in the 30s.
Currently, we are at 30 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.